How did you end up, and how long and how often were you out there in the caboose?
I was there every night. It was a different kind of a drive-in. He changed it to the dump drive-in, and then Ken Prather made a contract with him to put our station up there at nighttime. We were competing, actually, at that time with Coma Radio and a few of those, you know, big stations. The kids really started listening, and we had a great following. And because I was on the nighttime shift, it was an 8 to midnight show that I spent...
In the Katy Caboose.
In the Katy Caboose, yeah. It was probably about 4 foot wide and about 6 foot long, and had two turntables there and a little radio over here to the side, a little Zenith portable, so we could tell when station was taken over and when we were getting it back.
Did there have to be somebody back at the studio while you were out in the caboose, or how did that work?
There had to be somebody back at the station. That's where they did the news from. So I would go until about 10 minutes to the hour. That was where we would break it off. I would send it back to the station. They would do the news, weather, and everything, give me a chance to open that little door. Well, it was like a Dutch door. Mm-hmm. The top part didn't open, actually. It was, you know, it had a window-type thing, but you had to crawl underneath to get in. The bottom part opened mm-hmm. as a door, so we would, I would crawl out of that. And then down the little stairs there, and then run in, go to the restroom, and grab a bite to eat, whatever I could real quick. And then back before the hour, and then listen to the little Zenith radio there. And then when they said they're sending it back to me, I would start my
turntable.
Or we also had a tape there, and Bill Yeager had done a beautiful intro for me. Now, everybody had their own intro music. Mm-hmm. And Bill Yeager done... a thing for me that was to the tune of Buddy Morrow's Night Train Twist. Wonderful. And he did such a great job. But anyway, I'd put that on, or a record, either one, and they'd send it back to me.
You kind of made headlines of your own in 1962.
I did.
Talk about your record.
We decided, as a bunch of us jockeys, Sims and Yeager, myself and Larry Laverne, was going to do a marathon just on the radio, keep it going for as long as we could. And we had decided to do that. And all of a sudden it fell apart. And I can't remember why, but I know there was a engineer there. His name was Dave. And he actually had put it together with the owner of the dump. So anyway, they backed out and decided they wasn't going to do it. And so I went to Ken Prather, and I said, Ken, do you mind? I would like to, if you don't mind, see how long that I can stay out there at the caboose, okay, with your permission, and if you can get FCC regulations to let us stay on the air, because we went off at midnight. Let us stay on the air as long as we could. And he said, well, let me check into it. So he checked into it and got the permission. So we talked to the owner of the dump, and he said, absolutely, I'd love to do that. So we decided to start on Labor Day weekend. I believe it was a Saturday morning that I went out and started on the air. And once again, I would be on the air for 50 minutes, off for 10 minutes, back on the air. And so we did that. News got around all over the place, and they were very excited about it. The owner of the dump drive-in loved it. He was getting more business than he had ever seen before. So we were having a good time. And the kids really got behind me and would come in and talk to me and have me play their records. And the time that I was on the air, and unfortunately, it wasn't officially timed, but they did take track of it there and at the radio station. And I was on the air for 84 hours and 50 minutes. That was the time when I left.
So you started on Saturday and ended
Saturday
up on
Monday? Yes.
So you did the whole weekend?
Yeah, sure did.
I know that you got some recognition from that.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. But yeah, John Kennedy had got wind, I don't know how, but he got wind of it and had Pierre Salinger send me a telegram. And I got that probably on Wednesday, maybe Thursday, Friday, somewhere after I had finished, a beautiful telegram from President Kennedy congratulating me, because my theme was, I will stay on the air if you will stay in school. That was the whole idea. But even more than the president's telegram was Secretary of Labor Willard Wirtz. He was Willard Wirtz was the Secretary of Labor, and he wrote me like a 2-page letter, wonderful letter, and congratulating me and thanking me for keeping kids in school. So, yeah, that was what it was all about. And that's why I told Ken Prather that it was pretty important that I go ahead with this, because I had already made the announcement on my 8 to Midnight show. I was looking forward to doing this for the kids. They were looking forward to me being out there doing it.
How long were you actually on, Katie? How long did you work for the radio station?
About 2.5 years. Yeah, it was close to 3.
Were you in the Katie Caboose pretty much the whole time, or was
the
that...
The latter part of it, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, the last year, pretty much, yeah.
Tell me about the logistics. I can't even imagine working in 20 below zero temperatures in that little 4x6 space.
Well, you know, we little electric
space, heater.
Space heaters and stuff, and it wasn't large in there. Remember that about 4 foot across and about 6 feet deep, and then we had the glass there, and we had a piece cut out of the glass, a little screen door type thing on there where kids would come up with written notes and pass through, and I'd grab it and see, oh, you want this played, and I'd play that. And
mm-hmm. I remember it, but I only remembered it in the summertime. I didn't think about it in the wintertime.
Yeah, and it was, like I said, we'd had that there, and then I left the station right after that, close to the wintertime, so I don't know how long, much longer that they carried on with that.